The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
It started as a whisper until you screamed it at the top of your lungs. We gained momentum. You made us unstoppable. We had a vision for change. You made it a revolution. We told you we are the future, until you told us the future is now.
We are NXT!
Hello, and welcome to the NXT cast. I'm your host, Don DeLaRente, and I'm joined by my co-host, as always, Miss Simi. How are you, Miss Simi?
Doing great. How are you doing?
I am doing wonderful, fantastic. Oh, I meant to ask you this during the dark match. Snow did you guys get? I love snow. We got cold, 35-degree rain. Lots of it. No snow. Some like little
sleet. You love snow?
Yeah, a little bit of sleet, but nothing significant enough to, you know.
We got a lot of snow.
I heard. I'm jealous.
How much though?
Like a foot, 6 inches, 8 inches?
Do you know? I don't really know. I just know that when I stepped outside to try to clean out my car, my ankle disappeared into the snow. So I don't know how many feet or inches that is.
So at least a good three or four, probably closer to five.
Yeah.
Nice.
And that's just like towards like the city. So like where there's like trees, mountains and shit.
Yeah.
They got even more.
Yeah. I'm definitely jealous of that. Yeah. I love snow.
Well, let's switch because I hate it. Yeah. I despise snow.
We can definitely do a transplant. You can get this cold rain and this humidity. Sure.
That's fine. I'll take the rain and I'll take the humidity over this cold weather. Me spending an hour and a half trying to dig my goddamn car out of my little parking spot. Ugh. And I gotta drive through this bitch tomorrow. Ugh. I hate it.
Well, at least
I know it's supposed to happen because it's December, but fuck this shit.
Well, at least they have the proper equipment to have your roads and things, cleared or passable and in a quick amount of time. Unlike here in the South, where it's like if you don't live near no highway or no hospital or no main road, good luck.
Well, it depends on where. Because in the poorer neighborhoods, when you get to the highway and like the kind of the hood, they're like, oh, no? Oh, wait, cleanup? No, we don't know what that is. We don't know. We'll go one time and then we'll let the sun just melt it away. Or you can put fire to it. You figure it out. Figure it out.
Yeah, so definitely I'm a snow lover. So anytime there's a chance of snow, I get really hyped. And usually more times than not in North Carolina is like just that. Get hyped for no reason, but maybe, just maybe, because they say that if you hear thunder and lightning in the wintertime, quote unquote, you have around a 10 to 14 day window of some type of snow or wintry weather, and we had this huge flash of lightning and thunder on Monday, so that puts us at right around Christmas Eve, I guess, maybe, hopefully. That would be awesome.
Well, I'll try to pray for the snow to go your way.
Thank you.
You can have it.
We appreciate it.
You can have it.
This is the NXT Cast. We are part of the CSPN. You can find us on the web at cspn.us. You can also find us in your podcast queues through SoundCloud, iTunes, Stitcher. All you have to do is search The Razzlecast - The CSPN. Look for the logo with the New Day holding the Razzlecast sign. Subscribe. And NXT Cast will be in your podcast queue each and every week. Miss Simi, before we get in depth into the NXT cast, I just want to let everybody know who's listening that you can join us this Sunday for the TLC live tweet by using the hashtag NoScrubsCast. Share commentary with color with us starting at 7 p.m. this Sunday. All right, Miss Simi, so we're going to start off this week of NXT Fast and Furious as Austin Theory and Johnny Gargano. The way they're here with Candice LeRae and Indy Hartwell at ringside, they're going up against Kushida and Leon Ruff. Now, this is a match that we got set up last week due to Damian Priest getting taken out. Supposed to be Leon Ruff and Damian Priest versus Austin Theory and Johnny Gargano. But Karrion Kross had other ideas. And now Kushida stepped in for Damian Priest. And here we go. Johnny goes for a dive, but is nearly rolled up. Leon Ruff avoids a super kick and hits one of his own. Leon Ruff catches Johnny with a beautiful flying cutter and a crucifix bomb, but he missed that Austin Theory made a blind tag. Austin Theory kicks Ruff in the face and then wins it with this new move that he called This Is The Way. So Johnny Gargano and Austin Theory are your winners. I just want to say, thank God Leon Ruff ain't hurt, because he took a nasty spill in this match where he tried to do a triple jump senton, and on the third jump he slipped a little bit, didn't get all the way over on the senton, came down short of the mark and was holding his ankle. It was kind of bad there for a second, but they didn't stop the match, they didn't throw the X up, he continued to wrestle, finished the match, so hopefully he's okay.
Yeah, it was scary when he, like, slipped. I was like, oh, no.
It's all. Shit. Did you see when Matt Sydal slipped when he did the shooting star press? Okay, so they had one of those battle royals again in AEW at the pay-per-view. Uh-huh. Oh, it was the latest. It was the last one. It was at All Out or whatever.
Oh, and, I don't think I saw that much.
Okay, and so they had the Casino Battle Royal, and he was the wild card. So he comes down there and he is, like, you know, beating up everybody. He's like a house full of house of fire or whatever. So in the middle of this Battle Royal, he's going to go up to the damn top rope and do a shooting star press, and goes to do the shooting star press and slips. Almost doesn't make the rotation and eats it. Luckily, like, you know what I'm saying, he got over. But yeah, it was it could have been real bad.
Oof. That gave me, like, I was just like, oh, he slipped, oh no. But they, like, played it off.
Yeah.
Like, it was, like, kind of like a distraction thing. But I was like, oh, no. Baby, be careful.
Yeah, they did a good job of not, you know, making it throw them off as far as the execution of the match goes. And Wade Barrett and Vic Joseph did a good job on commentary as well.
Right.
Of, you know, just saying, hey, you know, you got to take advantage of people when they, you know, make mistakes and things like that. So, good job.
So it kind of made it seem like it was, like, part of it.
Right. Good job by everybody. But Leon Ruff did count himself very well, though, after that. That last stretch that I described, he was on fire, taking it to Austin Theory and Johnny Gargano. I thought Kushida looked like 2018 version of Kushida. He looked great in this match.
He did. Every time he does, like, that spin thing around people's backs, like, he's a freaking chandelier, like, fan. It's like, oh my god,
the wrestling the amateur wrestling points, that's basically what that is in amateur wrestling. If you do that every time you make a circle around your opponent like that, you get points, and so that's kind of a thing that really good amateur wrestlers can do.
Cool. Yeah, that's I like where it. That comes from. It makes me happy every time he does it.
Your boy, Dexter Lumis, is sitting on a podium in the arena, and he has a small easel in front of him. We get a Rhea Ripley and Toni Storm vignette. Toni Storm says that she ran Rhea Ripley out of NXT UK instead of to NXT, and tonight she's going to end the rivalry on her terms.
Tony's heel turn does not make sense to me.
It
does. But however, talk your shit. I was like, yes, ma'am. You better say that. I don't know why you're healed, but yes. You tell her.
Yes. Very good promo by Toni Storm. I was basically saying the exact same thing. Like, talk your shit, Toni Storm. Shotzi Blackheart is then interviewed about facing Indy Hartwell later tonight. She says she's proud of her team at War Games, but Candace is no general, and her war against Candace is far from over.
Woo! And then she howled. I love when she howled.
Tommaso Ciampa versus Tyler Rust. Ciampa gets a chair and sets it up in case Timothy Thatcher wants to come down. Thatcher indeed shows up. Rust then boots his trainer by mistake, and Thatcher nearly goes after Ciampa until things are broken up by the officials. Rust hit a huge kick and a flipping backbreaker for a great near fall. Ciampa gets put in a modified Rings of Saturn and uses his feet on the ropes to break the hole. Ciampa finally gets going, and then he gets the win with a Willow's Bell, but he got pushed to the limit.
Yeah, he did. This match was a low-key banger. I was like, oh, wasn't okay. Okay. I was like, all right. I was here for this match. I like this a lot.
Yeah, it was fun. It was Tyler Rust definitely, even in a loss, definitely showed that he's got a lot of skills. Apparently he's been, you know, out here on the indies, the real indies for like 15 years.
Wow.
Yeah, so, you know, it's a chance to get a big break here wrestling Tommaso Ciampa in NXT. Definitely did not disappoint, and I am looking forward to seeing more of him.
And Malcolm.
As Ciampa picks up the Thatcher's Thatch Can shirt, Thatcher returns for a fight, but he's held back. Ciampa throws the shirt at Thatcher and then leaves. We get a Grizzled Young Veterans vignette. They're talking about how close they were to becoming NXT champions, the teams that they had defeated, but then their chance at the titles got cut short from the Dusty Classic due to the pandemic. Then we have a Karrion Kross vignette where he says something about coming back and doomsday and all this stuff. But yeah, Karrion Kross. How'd you feel about that promo, Karrion Kross?
My smoldering queen, Scarlett, was back. That's what I was worried about. TikTok, I was like, he's talking. There's Scarlett. I see her.
During the commercial break, Malcolm Bivens comes up to tell Rust that he's a star and he needs to pick himself up. They fist bump and they leave together. So it looks like Malcolm Bivens is out here trying to rekindle that stable since Indusheer, you know, left them. Got caught up in the pandemic. Dexter Lumis is still drawing on his easel. We see that he's drawing the New Year's Evil logo. Then that brings us to Kyle O'Reilly versus Pete Dunne. NXT title, number one contenders match. Before the bell, Killian Dane shows up with Drake Maverick to attack the tag team champions, Oney Lorcan and Danny Burch. The Undisputed Era, who were at the ring, they come over to join the fight. Then out of nowhere, Breezango joins the fray.
Yay!
Pete Dunne, Kyle O'Reilly, they never take their eyes off each other as all of this chaos is going on among them. Finally, the match starts, and there is a lot of great stuff in this match. Just go back and watch it. This little 30-second recap will not give it justice. They trade shots, and Dunne cuts off the rebound lariat to snap the fingers of Mr. Kyle O'Reilly. Pete Dunne adds a knee lift and has his bitter end on the apron, counter into a suplex on the floor. Back in, Kyle comes off the top with a diving knee, and that gets that gives Kyle O'Reilly the win over Pete Dunne, and Kyle O'Reilly is now the number one contender, and he's going to face Finn Balor at New Year's Eve.
Woo! Kyle O'Reilly versus Finn Balor, part two, Electro Boogaloo. Give it to me.
Thing here was...
How in love were you?
it's a love letter to my heart. You know exactly as soon as they started putting each other in those MMA moves and transitioning yep. and submitting and reversing and countering the counters. You mm-hmm. know my heart was full.
I know. When Pete Dunne was trying to choke O'Reilly with his own arm, I was like, oh, Don is living. He is living right now.
God,
I was arm stress based the whole time. The whole time. I was just arm stress based. That was me the whole time. My God.
Yeah, this
it was match so was good.
Incredible. This was incredible. This was
Jesus.
Incredible. I mean, just
it the, was just it was so much.
Yeah, the striking. Pete Dunne, Maya lost a tooth. He was bleeding from the mouth. He got his mouthpiece mm-hmm. knocked out at one point.
The mouth guard.
Yeah, the constant snapping of the fingers to gain the advantage Ooh. Over Kyle O'Reilly that was taking place. I mean, there is a lot. There really was. There was yeah. like one little interaction where they were outside where Pete Dunne mm-hmm. did one backflip. He didn't connect. Kyle Ooh. O'Reilly went for like a jumping knee, didn't connect. And that was pretty much it for the like aerial yeah. display. The rest of this was what I like to call a Matt classic. And yeah, they delivered to the fullest. So definitely check this out. Okay. I mean, it is just a bit underneath being a 5-star match. Seriously, folks.
Just underneath?
Yes. Not quite. If they could have got like maybe 5 more minutes and they could have mm-hmm. got it like maybe to one more level, I would have given them 5 stars for it.
But y'all should watch it just to let you know you're going to be stressed the whole time. Like, just stressed from beginning to end. But good God, it was so good. When Kyle O'Reilly knocked that man's mouth guard out, and then, like, Pete was looking at him like, no. And then he stomped on that man's hand. I was like, oh, bitch. Oh, Lord. Oh, my God, it was so good.
Yes.
And listen, as the reigning president of Flippy Shit Supreme, I love this match so much. There was no flippy shit. It was just them trying to beat the shit out of each other. Good God. So good.
Yeah. Check it out in full if you have access to NXT. If you watched it on, if you've recorded it on your DVR and hadn't got around to watch it yet and you were putting it off, mm-hmm. go watch it.
Go watch that.
Just fast forward to that match. Watch that. You won't be disappointed. I mean, the whole show is great, but...
Yeah,
that's the
sign up for the WWE Network for this month just to watch that match.
Yeah, that is the highlight for sure. Rhea Ripley is interviewed and notes that Raquel Gonzalez backed away from her last week. As for Toni Storm, she's a different Rhea from the NXT UK days, but Toni is still the same piece of trash she was back then.
How that's rude. Very rude, Rhea. How dare you? But I did enjoy her, like the little Dominican eyebrow slit that she had. I see it.
I think
appreciated
her,
it.
I think her
don't talk shit about my
is Dominican, I think.
Who is?
Rhea Ripley's partner, I think. And
really?
Life. Yes, in life.
Ooh. Ooh. Maybe that's where she got it.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure it is. I don't know if they're doing that in Australia just on their own.
Yeah. Probably not.
It's time for another Boa and Zaya leaving yet. In this one, Zaya is devastated as she is forced to beat the shit out of Boa. He's begging her to please stop, but, you know, there's other forces that are making Zaya Lee do things against her will. Man, they're going through it. When they come out the other side of this, they're going to be hell on wheels.
Cold-blooded.
Yeah, man, they're going to be like some killers straight up.
Right? Jesus.
Because, man, this has been some pretty rough training, some rough, you know, tear it down to build it back up again type stuff.
Right. But Zaya Lee, give her the Emmy. Ooh, this acting. I was like, yes, you better give me acting. That's right. Love the acting. Good God. So brutal.
Now it's time for our Indy Hartwell versus Shotzi Blackheart match. A dropkick by Shotzi sends Indy to the outside. Candice LeRae distracts her. That allows Indy Hartwell to get the War Games trophy and use it as a weapon. The ref sees it and he calls for the bell, and that is a disqualification. Candice hits Shotzi with the Wicked Stepsister as the way focus their attention on how sad they are that the trophy got broken.
I miss Indy's neck brace. But freaking Austin Theory just kept like turning the doll. And I'd be like, look at what you did. Look at what you did to the doll. Look at it. What's wrong with you? This was a pretty cool match. I enjoyed this. It was more about like building more towards towards Candice and Shotzi. I was like, Indy, that's not how you cheat. You got to wait till the ref's back is turned. This isn't how you cheat. You just cheated wrong.
Indy Hartwell is so tall.
Yeah. We say this every week, but it's just, it's worth mentioning because she is.
Yeah, it's striking when she, yeah, you know, goes up against, I mean, Shotzi Blackheart has pretty good height on her, you mm-hmm. know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But then do you see her standing next against Indy Hartwell, and you're like, oh, wow, she's right. really tall. She's like, she doesn't have the same weight or mass as Rhea Ripley or Raquel Gonzalez, but she definitely has the same height. Yeah.
Right, she got them legs.
Right,
right. Long legs, just boom.
This was endearing to your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Bronson Reed promo airs, and he's returning to NXT next week.
Yeah, so the resident
thick boy is coming back.
Yes, my thickums, I've missed you.
Yeah. So the music played, and smoke rose, and there is a mysterious figure standing there, and then the prettiest little bird in the whole place showed up. Hello, Smoke Show. And she led him down to the ring, and it was great, and it was glorious. And Karrion Kross beat Desmond Troy with the Doomsday Saito and a rear naked choke. But Scarlett stealing the scene, Scarlett, as always, when it comes to the Karrion Kross intro and just Karrion Kross match at all. Yeah, he does nothing for me. There's nothing about him that I'm like, oh, Karrion Kross is about to wrestle, except for the intro.
It's just like, I'm just waiting for my smoldering queen to come, because he's just like, eh, I guess. He just opens his eyes real wide. That's all I got.
Yeah, it's definitely not must-see TV after the entrance when it comes to Karrion Kross. He cuts promo, basically says, you know, puts Finn Balor on notice, telling him that, you know, Doomsday is coming or whatever.
Yeah, it's like, sure, I don't care.
Less Kross, more Scarlet.
Right. TikTok, sure, sure.
Right, right. Isaiah Swerve Scott is interviewed and says that him not shaking hands with Jake Atlas last week is being blown out of proportion. He seems annoyed to lose to someone like Jake Atlas, and he says next week there's going to be a rematch.
Yeah, just don't turn him heel, even though it's already done. Yeah. I know it's already done.
Oh, yeah, it's heading, it's heading that way with a lot of momentum, isn't it? He even came with the Hurt Business audition, Hurt Business application suit on.
Yes, he did, and I was here for it.
Yeah, he was looking sharp. Looking real sharp.
I was, you can like, have a subsidiary in NXT.
I was like, damn, he looked like he about to fill out an application for the Hurt Business, the way he dressed this week. And then after he walks off, oh my God, I guess these guys have to provide the entertainment factor, since my man Cameron Grimes is apparently hurt and not going to be around for like a few weeks. So yeah, so that's a blow to this show and NXT.
Yeah.
But Everrise, they come out and they complain about last week. They said they went to corporate to get the loss stricken from the record book. They still have a winning streak, and they're coming for Goldberg. They were loud. It's like, why are you yelling? It was like, sorry. It was like, we're just a little excited, but we want our voices to be heard. McKenzie was like, what is wrong with these two?
She's like, why are you yelling at me? This was so funny. My God, they were so loud. They just came in. You heard them before you saw them. They're like, it's fine. We talked to corporate. We had a stricken from the record. Ever Rise is still undefeated. And she was just like, but you lost on TV. They're like, shut up, Mackenzie. It's so funny. Oh, poor Mackenzie. She's just trying to do her job. These loud-ass mofos. I love this. I like Ever Rise now. They're hilarious. If you entertain me, I like it. They're funny.
See, I mean, that's the thing, man, that people don't understand. You can wrestle every week on TV. Mm-hmm. You can do cool moves. You can lose. Mm-hmm. You can win. Mm-hmm. But if you cut a promo, or like, you know, like you were talking about how you like Carmella in the dark match, if you do something,
yeah,
you know, after you beat up somebody, and that just, you know, this is the littlest thing can turn you, and it's mostly... Yeah. Has nothing to do with what you do in the ring. It has to do with what you do outside of the ring to show your personality.
Mm-hmm. Just ask freaking, what is his name? See, I can't even remember it. Formerly King Puma. What is his name?
Oh, Ricochet.
Yep, ask him. Because all the moves, all the flips, no personality. Ooh.
Yeah, they've been trying to get him into Retribution, and I'm like... That's not going to do anything for Ricochet.
Right.
I was like, if you wanted to do something to help his career, you would have put him in the Hurt Business, because MVP would have brought out whatever swag and coolness he has about him. Mm-hmm. MVP would have brought it out. You know, but.
Oof.
But,
yeah. I feel bad for him, because I'm like, you ain't got nothing. Oh, Lord.
Yeah, so good deal here by Ever Rise. 2 weeks in a row with the thing with the car pulling off, getting a get back and then pulling off, skirting out in the car, and then this week. Finn Balor promo airs. He says that Kyle O'Reilly broke his jaw the last time they wrestled and still couldn't beat him. He says it's not Finn versus Kyle part two. It's Finn versus Kyle the end.
Whoa, when he stood there, I was like, oh, damn.
Finn be talking so much shit in them black and white promos, boy.
Yeah, cash shit. Like, it's all of it.
It's like, where was this promo ability? Well, he was a different guy when he was on the main roster, but it's like, where was this at when you was on the main roster, homie?
Listen, if we had gotten this fucking shit-talking ass Finn on the main roster, my God.
Yeah.
Imagine this, right? Shit talking Finn versus this shit talking Roman. Imagine. Listen, I'm gonna lose my mind if they ever face off against each other. I'm gonna lose my mind. Right. I just want everybody to know that you're just gonna see mad like key smashes on the keyboard. Just know that is me losing my goddamn shit.
Now that brings us to the main event of the evening, Rhea Ripley versus Toni Storm.
Again, the familiarity between both these women, Beth, as we have documented, it's going to take maybe something a little extra here tonight.
Yes, you saw Rhea Ripley rubbing her head from that crack of their skulls together. She's probably got a pounding headache right about now.
Well, we've seen this in the past, the strength of Ripley.
Well, inverted cloverleaf here, won many matches with this. Can Toni Storm find her way out of this one?
Toni Storm being bent half in the center of the ring. Pressure continuing to be applied to the lower back of Storm as Beth Storm continuing to crawl to the bottom rope. Oh!
Nice quick movement from Toni Storm here.
Oh, Storm able to counter and then able to drop Rhea Ripley.
Showing signs of damage to that lower back, however. Clearly wasn't a problem there. Beautiful bridge, too.
Off the German suplex, a kick out. We are live on the USA Network here inside the Capitol Wrestling Center. Oh, Ripley leg drop. Excellently executed again for a second time.
Here's an example of the reckless brutality we've seen in the past.
Third time the charm, off another leg drop and another kick out by Toni Storm.
Impressive, unyielding nature there from Toni Storm. That's why she is absolutely at the top of the tree here in NXT.
Well, Ripley looking down now knows what she needs to do to put away Toni Storm.
Here we go.
The Riptide up in, and Storm continuing to fight it. Storm holding on.
Gonzalez.
Raquel Gonzalez. Oh, boot to the face.
Whoa.
Well, inadvertently, Gonzalez taken out by a falling Toni Storm.
Bring it inside. Come on.
Well, Ripley's got to stay focused on Toni Storm. Ripley getting Storm back into the ring. Ripley was so close to connecting with that Riptide. And again, Gonzalez catching Storm. The referee's attending to Storm. The referee didn't see Gonzalez put Ripley into the post.
Effortless strength from Gonzalez and here to capitalize is Toni Storm.
Storm trying to lock in the Storm Zero. Storm puts away Ripley.
Here is your winner, Toni Storm.
Well, what a victory for Toni Storm. That is going to do wonders for her career. But the story here is Raquel Gonzalez. She said it herself. She said she would get to Rhea Ripley on her own time.
Woo, this match was so good. Again, 2 weeks in a row, the women are main eventing. Love to see that. Great. I really, really like the fact that these two had each other's number, because this is what, their fourth matchup against each other, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I really like that they kept scouting each other's moves and kept trying to like outdo each other. Ooh, all those sequences. So good. I really loved this match. I loved it. I'm like, yes. And then Raquel Gonzalez came up there and did some shit. And Toni was like, oh, capitalized, let's go. And won. It's great. Love this match.
It seems like this would have, I thought we would have got the tag team match first.
Mm-hmm.
I thought we were going to get Ember and Rhea versus Toni and Raquel as a tag team match
first.
But they kind of did a 180 on us, so maybe mm-hmm. that'll be next week where we get the tag team match. But yeah, I'm liking this spinoff from the War Games into these singles matches. Still kind of like over on the way that Asuka's being treated on Raw, Io's just kind of like off to the side, like, hey, I'm the champ, but I don't really have anything going on, so I'm just kind of over here, and they need to kind of fix that. And get EO a definite challenger and a direction.
I thought we were gonna get a Raquel versus EO something. Like Raquel was gonna come out and be like, "Yo, EO, what's up with that championship? Because me and you at War Games or something."
Right.
Or even a continuation of EO versus Toni, where she was just like, "I don't like you, punch." So.
Right, so yeah, I just think that, I don't know if I was talking to you about this, it might have been Mo to the Unscore Reese, I just think that in both of these cases, because I'm pretty sure mm-hmm. it's the same thing over in NXT, it's not what I'm about to say, they just need mm-hmm. a dedicated staff just for women. Like y'all don't worry about nothing else but continuity and storylines and plot lines for the women's division.
Yes, because the women are carrying this company. They are always like the most interesting, especially on the NXT.
Right.
They're like, they're the most interesting part. It's like, yeah, you need to dedicate just to them so we can get some shit, because EO should be in a program that's not like just a 2 week buildup.
Definitely.
Because I feel like that's all her, like the big matches is really only like 2 week buildup. Maybe the longest buildup was maybe her and Rhea, or maybe her and Dakota. I remember, but like it's like you need to like have a constant buildup. Like this Kyle versus Finn is going to be like a 3 week buildup.
Yeah.
Because that's when they're like fighting. So mm-hmm. it's just like, you got to give her like a solid program where we can get her doing her promos and we can get them like confronting each other. They don't even have to fight, you know, but just like get her on the screen. That's how I feel with Sheeta and AEW. Like we need to see her. She's a champ.
Yep. Yep. And even if it's, you know, not an in-ring thing, even if it's just a thing like they do with Finn, where he just comes in, does his little 30 seconds, talks to shit, and everybody's like, yep, saw the champ. Okay.
Great. Exactly.
But your thoughts on just this show in general, this episode as a whole?
Another very, very entertaining show. I had a ball. Pete Dunne and Kyle O'Reilly gave me a damn heart attack. So did Leon Ruff when he slipped. I was like, sir, please be careful. You're so skinny. And then the the main event was amazing. I really, really loved that match. I want to know why Tony is a heel now. I want to understand why. Love it, but why? Why are you a heel? So if you just build more on that, I really want to see what's going to happen with like EO, and I want Raquel versus Rhea again. Give it to me again. Thanks. It's going to be great. Ever-Rise, I love them now. They're so funny. And poor Lil Mackenzie. It was a really, really fun show. And the Tyler Rust versus Ciampa, surprisingly banger match. I was like, okay, all right, I'm here for this. So it was a very, very entertaining show, very cohesive. Excited for next week. Although, why is Dexter Lumis the host of New Year's Evil? Have we ever heard that man talk? How he gonna host him? He can't say shit. Are you the host?
That's what Bad News Barrett was like. He doesn't even talk, though. And it's just like, right. Well, do you want to go up there and tell him otherwise? No, I think I'm better off right here at the commentary desk. I guess he'll just draw pictures for the whole evening.
I don't want to see a silent movie. Have Shocky do it again. Why are you the host? Never heard you say one word.
Yeah, I agree with you. 2 weeks in a row, NXT has gotten the best of AEW. I don't know if it's going to show up in the ratings war per se, but definitely two back-to-back weeks, solid, solid programming. The Kyle O'Reilly, Pete Dunne match worth the price of admission for this week's NXT. The main event, Rhea Ripley, Toni Storm, very good as well. Like you said, we got a out-of-the-nowhere banger between the Rust Kid and Tommaso Ciampa that came out of nowhere. Johnny Gargano and Austin Theory with a high-paced match against Leon Ruff and Kushida, which was really good to start off the night. So, yes, there was I talked about how Monday Night Raw has so many throwaway segments that I don't care about. Yeah, this had zero throwaway segments. I cared about everything on here. Still intrigued a lot by Malcolm Bivens and what he's trying to build. He's very entertaining, even, you know, with the little 25, 30 seconds that he gets on screen every week. You know, he is
his facial expression.
Yeah, he is highly entertaining. So once he can get him a couple of guys and he can get out here and start cutting promos every week and have matches on a more consistent basis that involve his stable, I'm looking for big things for him, because he was one of the really standouts on Ring of Honor. Right when I started watching Ring of Honor, then he came over to NXT. So, so definitely looking forward to what he's got cooking up. I want to call them the Gargano family, but I guess I have to call it the Way. I like what they're doing with them, how they're setting them up, getting them established as a new faction to be reckoned with, as they've got people that can cross over to the women and men's division, which is really smart. I'm just really, really, really thrilled with everything that NXT has been doing the last couple of weeks. Look like they've kind of found their stride after War Games, or heading into War Games, and they're just keeping it up now after War Games, going into the January takeover. Hopefully it'll be the same weekend as Royal Rumble, and they can show out and do better than Royal Rumble, Takeover usually does. So great episode this week. Looking forward to what they bring us next week. Need a little bit more Io Shirai in our life, though. Like you said, dedicated storyline, get the women's belt back on the show, and getting ready to be defended. But at this point, Miss Simi, I'm gonna turn it over to you for your shout outs and thank yous.
Well, shout out to you, Don, as always. Shout out to the CSPN family and the WrestleCast family. Shout out to you guys in the hashtag. Shout out to the patrons for paying a little extra to listen to us talk wrestling some more. And also, shout out to Naomi. I haven't seen her, but I just miss her. So shout out to you, ma'am. I missed you.
Shout out to Miss Simi. Thank you for joining me once again for another edition of NXT Cast, and also the Dark Match, which you can find over on the Patreon page, patreon.com/CSPN Media. You can find our commentary with color on AEW Dynamite over there on the Patreon page, as well as candid conversations that take place before and after each recording here on the WrestleCast Network. So you'll hear candid conversations from Mo to the underscore Reese and Anwar Starwin and Terry's Boy this week on the Dark Match, as addition to me and Miss Simi breaking down AEW Dynamite. So please, again, subscribe over on the Patreon page at patreon.com/CSPN Media. Don't forget about the live tweet of TLC this weekend. Use the hashtag NoScrubsCast to share your commentary with color on tables, ladders, and chairs. It's going to feature two title matches, Universal title match and the WWE title match, is and TLC matches, tables, ladders, and chairs matches. Hurt Business is going to be taking on the New Day for the tag team titles. Street Profits probably against Rude and Ziggler for the tag team titles. Shayna and Nia defending the women's tag team titles against Asuka and a partner of her choosing. So those are the major matches that'll be coming up this weekend at TLC. Oh, the Bray and Bray Wyatt versus Randy Orton as well on the card. So like I said, use the hashtag NoScrubsCast to share your commentary with color this Sunday. Please support the podcast by going over to CSPN.us. Help keep the podcast free by clicking on the tab that says keep the podcast free. Do some shopping with some of our sponsors. Amazon would be a great one to use at this time of year. Do your shopping like you normally would, and some of your purchase will come back to the CSPN to help keep the podcast free each and every week across the network. So for my co-host, Miss Simi, I'm your host, Don DeLaRente, and this has been the NXT Cast. Please stay tuned for the parting promo.
Have a good night. Stay warm, guys.
Let's go.
After losing to Jake Atlas last week, you refused to shake his hand. Why did you blow him off?
Why is everybody making a big deal about this? This is getting blown way out of proportion at this point. Look, I lost. I got frustrated. I get frustrated when I lose, especially to somebody like Jake. No, I'm not for it. Jake is a hell of an athlete. He deserves to be here in NXT. And I've been here longer. And I've been working on my craft harder. So I don't know about losing to somebody like Jake. It's going to get to me a little bit. So, just to show how much I respect Jake, I just got out of Mr. Regal's office and we agreed on one thing. Rematch next week. This time, a different result.
Looks like next week's
I'm gonna have to wait. Cause did you see what happened to us last week, Mackenzie? That was a 2-on-1 situation.
I don't know about you, but where we're from, that's called a handicap match, right?
That's an unfair situation for the Ever-Rise.
You know what we did, Mackenzie? We went to corporate.
And we requested to have that match stricken from the record book.
Like it never happened.
So Ever-Rise is still on a winning streak. How about that?
How do you like that, Goldberg? We're coming for you.
In my opinion, that request won't be granted because you guys lost to Grizzled Young Veterans in the middle of the ring.
We disagree, but listen,
you got something to say?
I mean, my question here is, are you asking for a rematch?
Rematch? A rematch? You got a problem, Mackenzie?
Why are you yelling at me?
You want to take a swing?
No, we're not here to talk about matches or taking swings. We just want our voices to be heard. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you.
One more thing. Ever-Rise rules!
Vic and Wade, I literally have nothing else to say here.